Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Listen to Don't Panic, It's Organic on BBSRadio.com. Visit InvisibleGardener.com for a magical garden. Whenever I come to Earth, I listen to BBSRadio.com.
Attention gardeners, how would you like to learn how to get rid of unwanted pests like ants and mosquitoes without using harmful pesticides? With the growing concern about West Nile virus, killer bees, and the use of synthetic pesticides, there is a better way. Go to www.invisiblegardener.com. Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener, provides alternatives to chemical products using natural ingredients you may already have at home. Do you have gardening questions or problems? Get the help you need at www.invisiblegardener.com.
Hello, everybody. This is Andy Lopez, the Invisible Gardener. Thank you for listening to my show. We have a lot going on today. First thing I want to tell you about is how to get to the show. You're just probably listening to a podcast. You go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. You click on radio show, which is at the homepage. Click on where it says live show. By the way, this is also how you get to Cosmic Spaceship. So you click on live show. It takes you to the radio station website. On the left side, you'll see Don't Panic, It's Organic. Join in live via Zoom, or you can use the phone numbers there to call in and talk to me, okay? People have been asking me that, so I'll tell it to you now and show you so you can get at it, okay? Thank you. Enjoy the show. I also want to explain how to get to YouTube, because people want to know how to subscribe to the podcast or the video version. So from my website, you go to, on the very bottom, you see YouTube, takes you to my YouTube page. This is my YouTube page. You'll see all my shows there. I have both my shows there. I have Don't Panic, It's Organic, right? And I also have the Cosmic Spaceship right there. So you can subscribe to it, get the notifications. It'll automatically come to you into your email or your phone. And you can watch it anytime you want to. That's a great way to get the podcast. I would go up there anyway and subscribe to my channel. I currently have 1,000, so I could use more subscribers and more listeners. And this is how you get to my show. See, that's my show there. Don't Panic, It's Organic, the radio show. And then I also have, you can also get at Cosmic Spaceship right through there also as well. Okay, thank you very much. Bye. On today's show, we have Andy EcoCat. He's talking about fruit trees, specifically avocados. Talking some more about bricks and a little bit about how to have an organic vegetable garden. And then the Invisible Gardener Live Cam Weekly. See what I did this week. And then the contest winner for May. The contest winner for last month was Ronald Lincoln. Congratulations, Ronald. Ronald's going to get my grower's kit, which is worth $200. By the way, a word about entering the contest correctly. You need to enter it through the newsletter. Otherwise, the email gets lost. It's too much email for me to look for you. But if you do it through the newsletter, then you'll be able to get to me, and you can enter the contest. If you have any questions, Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. You know, also, you also feel free to call me up in the station. The numbers are right up there. If you have a question, I can stop the video and we can talk. So here's Andy EcoCat. Bye.
La 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 la. Yeah, beautiful day today. Oh, what a bird. Hi there. This is Andy EcoCat. How are we doing today? So, I've gotten a lot of comments and suggestions on this show. I've also gotten some questions. So remember, you want me to answer your question, you can send it to Andy Lopez at InvisibleGardener.com. Okay? Right. You can also go to the same website, InvisibleGardener.com, and inquiry. There's lots of ways there for you to send me email. Okay, so let me get my little statement here. Oh, one eye is looking. Oh, yeah, I'm hot. I'm hot, baby. Oh, yeah, I'm hot. Okay, let's rub my eye here. Uh-huh. Okay. Are your avocado trees dropping fruit? That's one of the, I've gotten a lot of calls and emails about this lately, especially living here in a small village called Malibu. Yeah. The other day, it got up to 100 degrees. First time it ever has done that. The last article we talked about was, if it's more hotter, does it mean more water? Of course, I said no. So here, let me read this column. The column is also available on my blog and here. So recently, I've been getting lots of emails and calls about avocado trees dropping all or almost all of their avocados. Let me explain what I see is happening and what you need to do to correct it. First off, I notice that most of you guys, it might stop a little more. Okay, better. Okay, first off, I notice that most of you guys and gals have not been adequately fertilizing your fruit trees. Some of you have not even been watering them at all, saying, I never had to water this tree before, and it's over 30 years old. Nor has the person fertilized it at all. We both agree that it was getting nutrients and water from the nearby sewer leach system. So why the problem now? As it turns out, the tree was also getting water from the nearby stream. Most folks in Malibu live near a stream that runs down to the ocean. All of Malibu is crossed with these streams. In one case, the stream was dammed upstream from them, and the stream is dying out and not running. Some streams usually run all year long here. What they mainly do, besides providing proper habitats for birds, fishes, etc., is replenish the underground river system Malibu has, or any other place for that matter. It is these underground rivers that all of Malibu trees rely upon for their water, like I said, anywhere else. Their root system goes down deep and taps into the water system. They drink when they need water. It's silly to say that trees do not need water. They do. They just figured out how to get it on their own. Take this away and the tap roots start to die. When this happens, it's a major shock to any tree. Avocado trees show this shock. Avocado trees show this shock by dropping their fruit. So would any other fruit tree. The tree realizes it can't continue to care for their fruit and its stuff at the same time, and it drops it. The same will happen if you overwater. You can tell the difference over or under watering by the way the leaves look. It is overwatered if the leaf has its tip burned. Underwatering makes the leaves curl inward. 99% of the time, that's like almost all the time, folks are overwatering their fruit trees. Now the heat comes, and with the drought and mandatory water rationing, everyone is being told to cut back on their water use. So this year, folks did just that and reduced their overall water consumption again. Then comes the heat. Especially anything over 100 degrees in Malibu is unheard of here. It may not have happened here again for a long time. Malibu usually has a mellow climate, not going too far into the extremes, unlike the valley or other areas. We are blessed with our own underground water supply, which we need to better manage. So here is what happened to these folks' avocado trees. They cut back on watering. They did not apply anything to protect the soil from the heat. The heat comes so the gardener waters more. Add water to clay, then heat, and you get porcelain, or heart pan as it is called. What this means is that there is a layer of soil that has become hard, and air and water does not pass through. Any roots below that will eventually die, and the tree will die also. This will happen, say, when you water your lawn every day for a few minutes. Yes, it waters the top inch or so, but nothing goes down deep where it should be. In the past, I have stated that you need a lawn for many reasons. A drought-tolerant grass does nothing to help... A drought-tolerant lawn does nothing to help the trees that are on the lawn. Fake grass does neither, but makes it hotter both days and nights while destroying the soil underneath it. We both need lawns and trees, especially fruit trees. You should have two separate watering systems, one for your trees, different lines for fruit trees and trees, because they need different watering also, and one system for your lawn. While you should water your lawn only twice a week, your fruit trees will require deep watering once a week. Yes, they will also get the shallow watering of the lawn. This deep watering will go a long way to keeping your trees healthy and stress-free. You know, if you just water the trees like you water the lawn, it makes the tree and the lawn lazy. They have shallow root systems. And so you don't water for a few days and they die. Not good. Eventually the tree will die because the tree needs deeper root systems. So does your lawn. You must design your property to catch any rain if you are lucky enough to get it. It will rain when you least expect it. We will be getting more and more storms coming our way. We need to capture those water in as many ways as we can, from developing natural lakes that hold the rain so we can use it, to installing underground tanks that catch and hold the rain for later use, to digging wells around plants, digging water barriers around your property to catch and slowly allow the water to seep down into the soil. We must direct the water not out to the ocean, but down to our underground aquifers. We must learn how to protect the soil from the heat. Use rock dust, compost, and mulch in that order, because you want to add a little bit of organic fertilizer to it. Mulching with just wood chips will not adequately help the soil and may become a fire hazard. You should build up layers of alternating compost and a nice mulch. I know one person that has her gardener remove the leaves and throw them away. Bad. Then she pays to bring them back. The leaves all that fall are a crucial part of the health of the soil and the trees and everything that grows on it. Please do not let your soil dry up to the point that you have to hard pan. Adding water to hard pan soil is a waste of water. It was just run off. Removing hard pan is not easy and it acquires skill and few have. So make it easy on yourself and always apply compost before you apply mulch. The compost will help the soil stay alive, and the mulch will help to keep the compost alive longer. If the soil is alive, so too will everything that grows on it be healthier and will be better off for it. So thank you very much for listening and or watching to this show. Remember, don't panic. It's organic. Bye. I guess we're done now, right? Can we go now? I'm hungry. I need some milk or maybe a little something to eat. Oh, well, see you later. Bye. My tongue is stuck again. Oh, boy. I need some music. Somebody put on the music. Want the music. Music. Oh, boy. Bye, everybody. Bye. See you later. Have a nice day. Okay, which button did I push? Where's the engineer?
So I talk a lot about Rakdas, about the benefits of trace minerals. And Rakdas is very, very important for specifically, you know, for a lot of things, but fruit trees, without the proper minerals, you wouldn't have sweet fruit at all. The fruit would taste very bitter and not good to eat. And Rakdas is good for peaches, pears, all those things. And it also provides you their minerals, and the Rakdas will also help the plants.
I'm going to show you some things about my new book. It's called Don't Panic, It's Organic.
If you want to buy it, I appreciate you going up to Amazon. Just type in search Invisible Gardener Books. You'll see my book. It's a $20 book. The color version is not available on Amazon. It's not available anywhere. It's only available on my website, invisiblegardener.com. The color version is $55. The black and white version is $20. And it just has to do with printing color, you know. And let me show you what that's the cover of the book right there, called Don't Panic, It's Organic. And Cindy Berry is my daughter-in-law. She's an amazing artist. So I got her to do different artwork for each chapter of the book. And they look even better in person, you know, when you have the book. It's a big, giant book. And I did that on purpose because I could have done a smaller version of it. But this is really cool. And so this is the art for each chapter of the book. The book is the best book I've ever done so far to date. It also has the Dances with Ants book inside of that book, which was also done. My friend David is the editor and went through the Dances with Ants book for me. And it's a separate book. You can buy that separately on the website. Also on Amazon. It's not in the print version. You get a PDF or a Kindle. All my books are in PDF and, of course, are available on Amazon as well as on Kindle. So this shows you some of the different chapters that she did for me. It's amazing. What I would do, because that's the Dances with Ants cover, what I would do basically personally is I would get two versions of the color version from me and the black and white version from Amazon. The color version is a very, very unique book. There's not that many of it. Not going to be that many available. And if you take good care of it, don't be surprised if this lady becomes a famous artist and one day you say, I have on some of her original stuff. And of course, that's not to mention you have a great book from me, which you can pass down to your children and so forth. Well, thank you very much. And now we'll move on to the next part of the show. Okay, so first I want to talk to you about bricks and how important it is to understand the brick levels of plants. I'm hoping to, when all this is said and done, you know, with the virus stuff, to get back to my filming. So I'll be showing you how I use a refractometer in the garden, how I measure everything with a refractometer. I measure plants. I measure the leaves of the plants. I'll measure the fruit. I'll measure that's coffee beans, by the way, if you're looking at the video. I measure the beans. You can measure everything. You just have to understand what it is you're doing, right, to a certain degree. Because you'll learn as you go throughout the years. You'll get to see what's, you know, it's a visual thing, too. You don't really need a refractometer if everything's doing really well, right? Everything's looking really good. Everything tastes really good. But if you think something wrong, a refractometer will help you to understand more what's going on, especially if you're not really sure if you're doing the right thing. Because a refractometer will tell you if the BRICS level is high, and if the BRICS level is high, then you're doing good. So you want to get that book, how to, you know, about the refractometer, how to use the bricks. It's available for free on my website. It's available in lots of different places, but if you go to my website on the very bottom of the homepage, it says free resources. You'll see it there. Click on it, it takes you to the page, and that will let you download it. It's a great book. You need to have that if you really want to understand how to use a refractometer. I've gotten lots of emails from people about refractometers, what to buy, and so forth. It's not an easy tool to understand, but you can use it. It's a lot of fun once you learn how to use it. Excuse me. So the importance, one of the things about rock dust is that it will raise the bricks level, but you have to have a living soil. Those are blueberries. You have to have a living soil for it to work. Otherwise, the rock dust will sit there, and it'll just be like forever. It won't be available to the soil. That's why I use a wide variety of products that I buy. I always look for live compost. It's very important to get live compost. I prefer to get compost that has been added. The rock dust has been added to in the making of the compost process. One of the things that's coming up in my shows is compost. We're going to have a compost day. Invite some people who are making compost. Talk to us about their experience in the compost production. I'm looking to see if anybody out there making mushroom compost, I would love to talk to you, because that's the thing that we really, really want to do, is make mushroom compost. I'm also going to talk to you today a little bit about, I talk to you about rock dust and compost and bricks almost on every show. It's on a regular basis. When I talk about healing the soil, that's what it's really all about. It's putting the microbes and the minerals back together in the soil, so then the soil makes it available to the plants. See, that's the whole key to everything, okay? So, today I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about, a vegetable garden, how to protect a vegetable garden. One of the things I'm going to be doing in the future, as soon as I get my crew back together again, we go back out on the streets again, is start shooting some of the key things you can do to protect your garden. Because a lot of people, if you're doing things organically, you don't want to be using any chemicals. So you have a catch-22. You have to know how to deal with bugs and how to control them. And because the bugs are going to be coming around until you figure it out. Until you figure out what it is that they're looking for, see? And a lot of people contact me about, what do I do to kill this bug? I have this problem. I just recently talked to somebody who has olive trees that are being attacked by a certain bug. And it's always the thing about, what can I do to kill the bug, right? So you have to concentrate on the law of cause and effect. That's the key to it, the law of cause and effect, right? The effect is just the bug. The cause, right, the cause is trace mineral deficiency. Trace mineral deficiency is the main cause of almost all diseases and pests. As soon as you understand that, then you're going to start using rock dust. You can't get away with it. The rock dust is Mother Nature's way of producing, giving you the trace minerals that you need, okay? So that's very important. So I'm going to be showing you some things I've done this week on my live cam. You know, when I go out and do my services, I videotape everything. And I have it set up so that you can actually watch it on my website at the same time it's happening. It's called Live Cam. And so it's up there on the top right-hand corner. It'll say Live Cam. If you click on it, you'll see the latest things. If I happen to be live, then it'll say live, and you'll see me out there doing it. Otherwise, what I do is I tape it and put it up there. A lot of times I put the radio show up there, other things that I'm doing for people to see. Okay, so I go out every week. I have a different customers, so I do a variety of different things. And pretty soon I'll be back to taping them again on live, because I like to be there and showing people exactly what's going on with them. And what they can do. So, again, you know, I'm here to help you. The whole reason why I do this show is not because I make $1 million off of this. I don't make any money off of this. It costs money to do this. But I do this because I'm here to help you to deal with these issues, right? Help you grow organically, help you do everything 100% organically. It can be done. You just have to have help. You know, unless nobody knows everything. I'm still in this learning process, and I've been doing this all my life. So it's okay to ask for help. That's why the membership right now is free. Membership normally costs $55 for a lifetime. That's including the book, the $20 book, and you get, and it's $35 for the membership, but it also covers the shipping. But we also have a $20 digital membership, which you get everything in a digital format, your PDF version of the book and stuff like that, $20. It's all free right now. I'm going to leave it free as long as I feel like it, right? Right now, with people having a hard time with the virus and they want to grow their food, now is not the time to be charging them for it. So it's free. Go up there and join. It's free. The membership is free, and I'll be happy to help you. You'll get my book, The Panic Don't. Don't get that. Don't panic. It's organic. You'll get that in the PDF version where you can read it and use it. The printed version is much better in the sense you can write on it. You can use it as your manual. Like I said, if you want, you can get the color version of it. It's just for show and tell. Nobody, you should wear gloves when using it. But the black and white version, use it as your manual. Write on it. Write notes. You know, it's very useful to be able to go back and forth between the book and what you need. Plus, as a member, you can call me and talk to me. I have an organic hotline phone number for you to talk to. So I do tons and tons of raised beds all over the place, and different types of raised beds on a regular basis. Because, you know, the raised bed doesn't have to be a square thing. I've done them round. I've done triangular, right? All different sizes and shapes of raised beds. I've done high and low. You want to have at least 12 inches, 24 inches is better, height of the bed. You know, I will go more over with you what goes into the bed, how what you add to it. There is going to be differently if you're in different parts of the United States, you know, different parts of the world will be different for you too, you know. And so I'm going to be doing more and more raised beds. And also I'm going to be talking a lot about how to grow indoors, okay, what you can do indoors. Because you can have a nice grow garden in a room, for example, or if you have the space indoors with light, you can grow indoors year-round if you have a basic idea on what to do. So I'll be covering those as well. Like I said, I'm here to answer your questions. If you have any email questions, email me. You can email me, andylopez@invisiblegarden.com. EcoCat is the one that will be answering the questions, you know, for you. I have a wide variety of little creatures that are going to be coming up here on a regular basis. So feel free to call me, you know, if you want to talk to me live. All you got to do is just call the number that you should have the number for the phone to call, and I give that number in the very beginning of the show. But if you do call, the engineer will let me know in my ear, and I will stop the video, and I will talk to you. That's what it's for. Right now, I'm doing the videos in advance. I think it's a little bit more professional. I don't like going on live and then screwing up live on the air because I push the wrong button or do something. This way, I can show you what I've been doing. These are places that I go to and take care of. And this one place here, that's a stone pine tree. I've been doing for about since 1984. Everything's totally 100% organic. The stone pine tree had bark beetle. Doesn't have it anymore. And this is another location I go to. These palms had phytophthora, which is the disease. Again, the diseases are all soil-borne diseases. And it makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because it's the soil that keeps you healthy. If the soil is not functioning right, then the diseases come and take their place. You see, that's what happens. See, so if the soil is healthy, the diseases will not survive in that soil. There's other microbes that will attack the diseases, as well as ants and other creatures. It keeps everything under control. So whenever you have a plant disease, you know automatically that the soil is in trouble. And the soil is what's really happening is that when the soil is in trouble, the soil does not provide the trace minerals to the plants. You see, that's the whole key that the soil does, is that it basically provides the trace minerals to the plants, and the plants, you know, if it's something you're going to eat, the plants provide you the trace minerals. You're not going to eat the palm, you're not going to eat the roses, you know, those things are trace minerals for them. But if you're growing vegetables, your goal is to eat the trace minerals. Since you can't eat trace minerals, you eat the plant. And the plant doesn't have the trace minerals, you're not going to get the trace minerals. It's one of the things about growing organically, and they're calling it dense food. It's the trace minerals. Trace minerals in, trace minerals out. You get in what you put out, you get out what you can put in. And soil deficiency, you know, soil depletion is what happens. You keep taking the trace minerals out, and you keep destroying the natural bacteria that's in the soil, right? You're going to have a trace mineral deficiency. Every time you have a trace mineral deficiency, one disease or another or a pest will happen. Okay, that happens every time. And that's the key to it that you need to understand is that everything has to do with trace minerals. When you get sick, when you yourself get sick, you're going through a trace mineral deficiency. Your biomean in your stomach is no longer functioning correctly to give you the trace minerals it needs to break down things. And it doesn't break down the trace minerals. It has to be in a broken, just like with the plants, it has to be in a form that you can then absorb and use. Otherwise, it'll go right straight through. Your body would not absorb. You'll have a calcium deficiency or magnesium deficiency or an iron deficiency, right? And just taking calcium and magnesium ain't going to do it. Okay, here, you're deficient in calcium. Take all this calcium stuff. It doesn't really work that way. Your biomean in your stomach has to be functioning to be able to absorb it and use it, just like in the soil. So you can dump all types of calcium and magnesium and iron into the soil. It ain't going to do anything to the soil. It ain't going to do anything to the plant. It has to be in a form and in a way that Mother Nature has set it up. You can't bypass Mother Nature. You can't. If you decided you didn't want to eat to your stomach and you just want to have intravenously fed, how long would you survive? Think about that. Throughout the years, I've learned from experience exactly what the problem is, okay? I've learned that the trace minerals is it. So I've learned too also that I don't really teach. I'm just a guide, okay? So I try to guide you through this process. And to me, I've learned the law of cause and effect, but from experience. There's a law of cause and effect throughout the universe. It works on many different levels of experience, whether it be quantum level, physical level, mental level, spiritual level. There's always the law of cause and effect. So in the garden, when it comes to the soil, there's a simple law of cause and effect, okay? And the effects are the bugs and the diseases. Those are the effects. You can attack them all you want to. If you don't deal with the cause, you'll still have the same problem. They'll come back. It's not the diseases and the bugs' fault. That's what they're geared to do. That's what they're genetically set up to do, see? So it's not their fault at all. They're doing what they're supposed to do, okay? So it's not an easy thing to understand because a lot of times, you're being taught to spray this or spray that to kill. So, you're taught, you see a bug, kill the bug, right? Kill the bug, or if there's a disease, spray for the disease. You're not taught, why is that bug doing that in the first place? Or why is the disease here in the first place? Same thing with the human body. You're not taught that. Here, take this pill, eat all the junk food you want to, and just keep taking these pills. Come out back on a regular basis. It's really set up to make money. Because if you don't have any problems, you're not buying stuff from them, right? So that's the problem is the massive advertising folks constantly say, you can do this, do whatever you want to, but you have to this is normal. This is part of gardening. You got to spray the pesticides, you got to spray the herbicides, the fungicides, all those things. And that's not the case at all. And that's why if we listen to Mother Nature, we'll see she'll tell us what the cause is. Okay, and so that's what you have to do. You have to deal with the cost, and the effects will go away. Okay, that's how you have a healthy healthy garden. That's how you have a healthy body, right? You learn the law of cause and effect. So every single disease, every single pest problem is related to a trace mineral deficiency. Very simple as that. And you're not going to be a chemist to try to analyze. The refractometer helps you to a certain extent. It guides you in that you helps you understand that you're getting the trace minerals. But even then, you still can have a possibility of having a trace mineral deficiency because we're talking about exotic trace minerals. So refractometer will tell you, generally if your BRICS level is high, you're doing good. You still could have a trace mineral deficiency because they're exotics. It's an exotic. So I use a variety of different products to make up for that trace mineral deficiency, right? That's one reason why my rocked my rock dust blend, my grower's kit, for example. So it has the super seaweed in it, and it's got the rock dust blend. It's got 14 different types of rock dust in there to make sure that you have all the trace minerals. And even then, I add C90, SDA 90, which has 90 trace minerals to it. And even then, I still add a variety of other sources of trace minerals to it to complement that, to make sure that we have the exotic trace minerals. Okay, that's why the rock dust is important, but you want to get a blend of different sources of rock dust to make up where one is deficient in, right? See? So if you just get one rock dust, one source of rock dust, and use that, and don't use anything else, you're going to be having a trace mineral deficiency. And not in the sense that you think of it, but it's exotics. These are exotics. These are things that you would think should not be in the food, like cadmium, mercury, lead. Those things are also needed, but in the super-duper trace minerals, exotic, minor, small amount. Too much, it becomes toxic. See what I'm saying? Gold, you name the thing, they should be in there. There's 90 of them our body needs in the right amount. You see what I mean? So even a chemist can't figure it out, because there's no way they can provide you with a tiny, small amount. That's why it's important to learn to get different sources of trace minerals. That's why I make my super seaweed. It's a microbiological activator. It's got tons. It's got all the trace minerals it needs. That's why, as a foliar spray, that's why I do the spraying. The secret to the spraying is actually spraying the trace minerals and the bacteria onto the leaves. Okay? And then I also spray the soil. I soak the soil with it. Make sure I get it into the soil. But the soil, if the soil is dead, it's going to take a long time for the soil to come back to life. It could take years, okay? Because it's been years in the making of destroying the soil. This one person that has the olive tree, the problem with the olive tree, kept spraying with diatomaceous earth and spraying it, with a little bit of super seaweed, but did nothing to the soil. If you do nothing to the soil, the problem is not going to go away. You may be helping the tree a little bit, but the root systems are growing in an environment where it's not working. Just like if your stomach is not working, you can't intravenously feed yourself for too long, because you're going to have problems. It causes major stress. And the phytophthora, for example, is a disease that basically means that the pH level is wrong in the soil. That means that the beneficial organisms are no longer in the soil to provide the nutrients, and the beneficial organisms are no longer in the soil to fight off the phytophthora disease. Remember, all diseases in plants start in the soil, okay? And that's because the soil is not alive and not functioning. So the law of cause and effect, you have to deal with the cause, which is a long-term scenario. So if in your body, it's the same thing. If you're sick, you're not going to take a pill overnight and be cured. Okay, so a lot of times when people say, well, how come you have to come and spray every month? Well, because it's a long-term scenario thing. It's, I can spray once and it's not going to do anything, but if I spray on a regular basis and start using the compost, apply the rock dust, apply the beneficial organisms to the soil, it's a slow process, but the soil starts to come back to life, right? And the more the soil is alive, the more the roots are functioning, because then the roots have to recover too. The roots are sitting there. They have root hairs in the root system that's supposed to be having living microorganisms on there. Chemicals destroy the root hairs on the tree. The microorganisms are no longer there. So you have to reestablish the colony again. See what I'm saying? And that's the thing that people are not getting. They don't seem to understand that they got to deal with the soil. You have to pay attention to the health of the soil. Otherwise, you're going to have major, major problems, and nothing you can do organically or chemically will solve the problem. You see what I mean? You have to be like a soil doctor. That's the main thing that all gardeners should be. It should be like a soil medic, right? Your whole key function is to make sure that you're doing the right thing for the soil. Water, city water is very, very bad for the soil. Okay, overwatering destroys the soil. These microorganisms do not have breathing apparatus, tanks, air tanks, let them breathe, because they're not water creatures. Okay, there are water creatures, there are water microorganisms, but not in the soil. It's meant to drain out. You need water. for it to function, to be alive, but too much water destroys the ability of the soil to function, which then destroys the ability of the soil to give the trace minerals and the nutrients to the plant. Chemical fertilizers are not a complete diet. They're very stressed, like eating sugar, eating junk food all the time. It's going to cause major problems, major stress. The higher the stress, the greater the pest and the disease. The less the stress, the less the pest and disease. It's a simple function as that. See what I'm saying? And that's what I'm trying to get across to you all, how to deal with this. Because you have to get off of the reactive path, which basically, oh, I see a bug, kill it, to the proactive. I'm going to make that soil so healthy that anything growing there is going to be so healthy that the bugs are going, the heck with this, I'm going to go to somewhere else and deal with this, because it's not food for me. Remember, if it's food for the bugs, it's not food for you. It means there's something wrong with the plant, usually trace mineral deficiency, right? That's the whole key to it. So you want to key into things that provide you trace minerals in different forms on a regular basis. Excuse me. Right? That's the whole thing you have to key into. And nowadays on the market, there's lots and lots of stuff out there available. So in my next show, I'm going to take you shopping with me. I'm getting ready to do some more shopping for materials and supplies I use. And I'll go over some of the things that I buy and where I get them from so that you too can go up there and do it. And then I'm also going to show you some places you can buy the spraying rig. People have been asking me, where did you get the spraying rig? What kind of rig do I use? So I'm going to go over all those things next show. That's what it's going to be about. It's going to be about my, you know, how to where I get my, how I make my super seaweed. I'm not going to tell you everything, right? Because and then, you know, I don't want a competition with my super seaweed. But I want you to make your own. I want you to come up with your own product. I would love it if you started doing your own natural spraying service. See what I mean? But you have to understand what the heck it is you're doing. Otherwise, you're going to be going around in circles. It just takes time and experience. Like in gardening, it takes time and experience to understand to become a good gardener. So I've been doing this since the sixth grade, right? So you see, I'm 71. So it does take time, and with time, you learn more and more about all these things. You should have to decide, and hopefully you're watching the show because you have already decided you want to do things organically, you want to do things the way nature, Mother Nature intended it, you want to have a clean environment, right? So all these things, and you know, and be healthy. So all these things take time to learn. So you have to think about what people have been telling you about and start taking it in a different way. You'll find that the earth will talk to you. It'll tell you when things are. You can see when things are healthy. You can taste it when things are healthy. You're going to get less bugs and less diseases and less pests attacking. And when things are working, you don't need a refractometer. You don't even need to worry about what the BRICS level is. You'll know, 'cause everything's functioning right, and it happens. You'll be doing it unconsciously. Right, you'll be doing all the right things for it. In my business, the biggest problem I have, basically, well, in fact, I go there once a month. There's a couple of customers I go once a week. Even once a week is you come back and go, now what did you do? Now what did you guys do? Right? But you come back every once a month, so you go, holy cow! You know, just because it's hotter doesn't mean you have to water more. And why did you decide to prune in the middle of summertime? One lady says, had a gardener totally prune back everything, and it's 100 degrees. And it's like, I thought we agreed you're just going to let it grow during the summertime, provide its own, you know, natural shade, and then cut it back during the wintertime. But no, she's saying, well, why am I watering more? Well, because you ruin everything back. The same thing, this is grass, this is a native grass, and it's likes it normally grows under the shade of a tree. You don't cut it. You don't prune it. You don't have to do a lawnmower thing to it. You just let it grow. She decided she wants to plant it amongst rocks, which gets hot and the full sun, and she wants to cut it back. So now as it starts in Malibu, it's only 84 degrees. So now the native grass is dying back. Whereas it is a native grass right there. That's it right there. And if you don't cut it back, it'll do much better. I have all these cute little ads I do. I've been creating the cute little ads for them. Again, this is a native grass there. But people need to understand that it's the soil that's getting compacted, getting damaged now. All my customers, not my customers, but because they're doing much better, because I have to constantly tell the gardener, compost and mulch. I'm not going to be doing that for you. You need to be applying compost and mulch on a regular basis. I'll apply the rock dust for you. I'll take care of the minerals and the rock dust and the organic fertilizers and those things like that. You just get compost, and not just any compost, right? Because I've been talking about it in the past. Compost, you want live compost. The best compost is either compost that you make, because if you're really good, you make. I personally make the best compost in the world. Okay, people, my compost was so good, I was selling it. Okay, now as I get older, I can't make this stuff, nor can I do it in my backyard. Right, but you make the best, because what people say, what is that you got there? That's my compost. That's what I was using in my business. I learned it, but I was going to be doing a spraying service for people. I got to do something to the soil. So I was doing that. I was bringing the rock dust, compost, and mulch and doing this fertilization of the soil. Now as I get older, plus I decided the gardeners at least have to be applying compost and mulch. If you have a gardener that goes to the store and buys junk and puts that down, he thinks that's compost or mulch. He doesn't know the difference between compost and mulch. I know there's a good gardener shortage going on because they just should not be in the business. Okay, and so that's what I'm really all about, is helping you, guide you down this path so you can be the best caretaker of the soil. The better you get at that, the better your everything will be growing, and the better everything. You don't have to use, well, everything's a chemical, but you don't have to use any of these chemicals. You learn how to provide natural organic fertilizers. Even then, you don't need to fertilize. After all, a lot of my customers' places, I don't have to fertilize anymore because the soil is so biologically active. All I got to keep doing is applying the rock dust. I also have to apply the microbes because the soil is constantly being attacked, right, and destroyed by the sea water, chemicals, stuff like that from the air, all kinds of pollutants everywhere. You know, the environment's getting hotter and hotter and harder for the soil to be surviving, you know what I mean? So those things always have to be constantly be doing. You have to constantly be taking care of the soil. Make sure you don't overwater, and make sure you're always providing the rock dust, a little bit of rock dust, a little bit of compost, a little bit of mulch on a regular basis, because that stuff will get eaten up by the soil, get destroyed, the wind blow away. Lots of different things will happen. So you want to, you know, keep doing that. And the more you do that, you'll find more earthworms. The soil will be more and more alive. And the more the soil is alive, the more billions and billions of microorganisms are in that soil. And those are the right type of microorganisms that break down the rock dust that you're providing to it, that then feed the plants through that, and then you get it. If you have a vegetable garden, that's the key to having a healthy organic vegetable garden or fruit trees. So I'm hoping that you are starting to get the message. Please go up to my website, invisiblegardener.com. Membership is currently free. Join. Just click on membership and you join. It's free. You're going to get all my books. I have 21 books. You're going to get them in PDF format. You have access to me. I'm happy to talk to you, help you through this process. If you want to start your own organic spraying business, great. If you want to be an organic gardener, you know, and you start calling yourself the earth medic or whatever, tell people you heal the soil. That's what I want. I want to see more earth healers out there, okay? So I'll be back next week. I'm not done yet. There's a little more coming up here. But this show is here every week just for you, okay? And go to Amazon, buy my book, Don't Panic, It's Organic, and leave a review. It's $20 there. That would help me out a lot. Go to my website. Membership's free. You don't have to get the book. When you join, you get the PDF version of it if you like reading PDF. Okay, bye. Hi, it's me again. Yep, the name of the book is called Don't Panic, It's Organic. You get your copy at Amazon.com. Just type in the search, you know, the little search window they have there, just type in Invisible Gardener Books. You'll see I have a whole bunch of books up there. This is the only one that's currently being printed. I can't print out any other book that you want. If you see a book you want printed, I'm happy to send you the print version of it, too. I just haven't made those available. They're all in either a Kindle version or PDF version. Okay, go to Amazon.com, search Invisible Gardener. Thank you. So here's some information about Invisible Gardener. This is what I do. This is what I've been doing for a very long, long, long time. I actually started in 1972, but I started in the sixth grade, but I formed a business in 1972 when I got out of the service. I got the name Invisible Gardener a long, long time ago. I do natural pest control. The way I do natural pest control is by healing the soil. You probably figured out that I'm very much into healing the soil. Pests and diseases all start with the soil. I do a natural spraying service. It's a monthly natural spraying service. We treat the whole property, trees, flowers, roses. I don't wash cars with it or anything like that. I'm a natural herbist. The way I heal the trees is by healing the soil. One time ago, I said, well, they're growing trees in soil. Maybe I should do something to the soil. I'm an organic consultant. I'm on TV and radio. Here's a radio. And I have a TV show that you can see it through my website. You'll see Invisible Gardener TV up there. I do house calls. If you're lucky enough to have me in your neighborhood, I'll be happy to come and do a house call. It's $100 a visit right now. It depends where you're at. Travel for charge. And because of the drought and the fire and the water problems, let me help you to make it through this period of change. You don't have to, your property does not have to suffer because you don't know what you're doing. I do soil restoration. I bring the soils back to life. I bring your soil back to life. That's the key to everything I'm doing. I've said it quite a few times on this show, and I will continue to say it. I do soil testing, so I can provide all types of basic soil tests, from basic biology package. I can test your compost to see what's in it, right? I can test your soil for diseases. And, of course, I do remineralization. That's what it's all about. We provide minerals from various rock sources. I have 14 different types of rock dust that I get just to do this properly, right? And I also, I practice permaculture. I also practice biodynamics. And I have all kinds of systems that I have set up myself. And I can find it anywhere else but here. That's what I teach you, right? And I do organic fertilizations. No organic fertilizers ever used. Everything I use is organic, 100% OMRI certified organic fertilizers. And, of course, I do the radio show. This is what you're watching right now. Hopefully watching and or listening. It's on bbsradio.com, or you go to my website, invisiblegardener.com. And a long time ago, people, I also do a live cam. So you can watch me right on my website. It'll say live cam. You can see exactly what I'm doing, or you can watch it here at the end of the week. It shows you what I did. I have over 20 books. Actually, I have 21 books that you'll get free. They're in the PDF version when you join. These books are also available on Amazon. And then, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, Instagram. Go to my website, the bottom page of the homepage has all the links. It takes you to all these different places. And then, of course, I do YouTube. Over 500 videos up on YouTube. And I've been doing this a long time. Some of the videos have been there so old that they're in the old format, and there's no way to do it but just to upgrade them. And this is my latest book. It's called Don't Panic, It's Organic. You get that, the PDF version, for free when you join. I really appreciate if you buy the book from Amazon, right? Because they want people to buy the book so they can promote it. Just type Invisible Gardener Books. You'll see my book out there. Pick the one you want. There's plenty of other books out there on Amazon. And I run a club. I call it Club IG. It's short for Club Invisible Gardener. And so I have an organic hotline that members can call. Discounts on my products. I have a members podcast. I'm here to help you. Let me help you do it one step at a time, right? People call me up and I did this, and then I say, well, it's too late for me to help you because you screwed up already, right? So for a magical garden, I did the artwork on this. Isn't that cool? Give me a call. That's my number right there, 310-457-4438. Visit the website, send an email. If you go to my YouTube page, subscribe to it, please.